Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sora Malka Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Misachta Shviyas. We are in the sixth parak, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. And so we've been discussing the different areas of Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is a certain area that wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, but David HaMelech captured. It's known as the Kibush of Syria, the area of Syria. So the fact is that in Syria, one is allowed to Shemitah, to process produce which was already harvested in that situation. Now, really, technically, in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah produce which derives from a closed field can only be processed with a shinoi. In Syria, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the din of Shemitah is only midrabanan, even stuff that was harvested from a closed field can be processed normally. So usim betolish besuria, says the Mishnah, that is the rule that tells us we can work with things that have already been harvested. Avalo b'mechuber, but we can't go ahead and do it. Working on attached produce, let's say harvesting or reaping in such a situation, is usur in Syria the way it is in Eretz Yisrael. You can thresh, winnow, tread, and heap. You can do dishas, thresh, and winnow, and tread, and heap, because those are activities that involve tolush. However, you cannot harvest, pick grapes, or pick olives, because those are things that are involving things that are attached to the ground. So, Kol Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva set the following rule: Kol Shakayotzi Bo Motar Beretz Yisrael Osin Osa B'Syria. Whatever would have been allowed in the land of Israel, those are things that are allowed in Syria. In other words, whatever idea is Osin Midoraisa in Eretz Yisrael, whatever is Midoraisa, it is Mutter in the Eretz Yisrael, even though Midorabanan it's Osir, it's totally Mutter in Syria. So, processing that which was already harvested is only usher midrabanan, that can be done in Syria. But if it's not, so it can't. But Tzalm Shiyardu Aleim Gisham Mitzimchu, says the Mishnah, what about onions? Onions grew in the sixth year, and they take the status of sixth year stuff. But it rains on it during Shemitah, and now it grows sprouts. So in such a situation, if the leaves were blackened, so in such a situation, the new leaves that sprouted, they're not an indication that the onion started growing from the ground. That's because the leaves may have been internally generated. So even if the leaves that sprout from the onion darken, it's clear that it's due to the nourishment that comes from the ground. And since the plant is again drawing nourishment, then the onion must be continuously growing. If the onion is still growing, and it's a sixth year one going into the seventh year, so it's growing during Shemitah, that's going to be a problem, right? Hariku, but if it was paled, right? So if the leaves become pale and they show signs of drying out, that's because they were self-generated, in which case it's not getting nourishment during the seventh year, in which case it should be a whole 100% mutter, a holy sixth year crop, and not a holy seventh year one. Holy, it's a question of with a W or not. So the Mishnah says, in such a situation, what's the deal? Rav Chanina ben Antigono Somer, im yachol li talish ba'alin shelo, asurin, u'kenegi kem b'motzei shviyas mutarim. If you can pluck it by the leaf, then it's asur. Conversely, in the year afterwards, it's going to be mutter. In other words, if we're sitting down trying to figure out what is the determining factor over here, right? So the answer is, whatever the determining factor going from sixth year into seventh year would be usher is going to be mutter from seventh year going into eighth year. But whatever from sixth year going into seventh year is going to be mutter, so this is going to be mutter seventh year, usher seventh year going into eighth year. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, fantastic